stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our program Stories of Quran. In this very program, we bring a new story before you from the Holy Quran and try to derive some Madani pearls from it, try to learn a lesson from it. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today, once again, we bring another beautiful story before you from the Holy Quran, which inshaAllah Azza wa Jal will become a means of an increase in our knowledge. Today's story is not only a story in a way, it is also means of warning and admonition for us. It is more of information derived from the Holy Quran for us, and it also gives us a very beautiful mindset in terms of how shall we carry ourselves, and a specific attribute it diverts our attention to us that we need to refrain from that very attribute. What this story is, who this story is about, let's listen to it after listening to the virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira Zahida Abida radiyallahu ta'ala anha has stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the one who recites durood upon me on Friday, the one who sends peace and salutations upon me on Friday, his intercession will be upon my mercy on the day of judgment. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, whenever the day of Friday arrives, as soon as the sun sets on Thursday, then Islamically the day of Friday begins. So from then all the way up to the sunset of Friday, we shall try to recite as much durood, send as much peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam as we can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, the topic of today, the story of the day, is the catastrophic downfall of Iblis, of Shaitan. How did he become accursed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How was he thrown out of the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What his rank was prior to being thrown out from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prior to being accursed in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who exactly he was and what he ended up being as. This story, inshaAllah, we will cover in today's episode and also derive some Madani pearls from it, that what does it contain for us. Iblis, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, is also known as Shaitan, or Shaitan as Iblis. Now, there's a very big misconception amongst people that he was amongst Malaika, but this is not correct. Shaitan, he was a jinn and he was created from fire. So this misconception we need to remove from our minds, that Shaitan was not an angel, he was not amongst Malaika, he was a jinn and he was created from fire. Now, Shaitan had a very high rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us would perhaps be surprised to know this fact, that Shaitan, he held a very acclaimed rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to remain in the company of Malaika, in the company of angels, and he was bestowed with very prestigious and distinguished status, to say the least, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how distinguished he was in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has been reported by Sayyiduna Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala and that Shaitan, he served as the treasurer of the heavens for 40,000 years and remained in the company of Malaika, in the company of angels, for 80,000 years. He kept on delivering sermons to angels for 20,000 years and remained the chief of Muqarribeen. Who are Muqarribeen? The distinguished, the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Shaitan, he remained the chief of Muqarribeen for 30,000 years. Shaitan, he was also known to be Mu'allamul Malakut, the teacher of Malaika, the teacher of the angels. Angels, they used to learn from him. He used to teach angels. He used to deliver sermons to angels. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know that because of his acts of worship, because of all the actions that he performed, because of the rank he possessed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to being Mu'allamul Malakut, the teacher of Malaika, of angels, due to being the treasurer of the heavens, due to all these aspects and attributes, he was known with a different title on each of the skies, on each of the heavens. He had a different name. It was to show his attributes. So it is stated that on the first sky, he was known as Abid. On the second sky, he was known as Zahid. On the third sky, he was famous as Arif. On the fourth sky, he was known as Wali. On the fifth sky, he was known as Taqi. On the sixth sky, he was known as Khazin. And on the seventh sky, he was known as Azazil. So these were his titles, his names on each and every sky that he possessed. So you can see that how highly elevated titles he was given on each of these skies. Zahid, Arif, Taqi, Khazin, Wali, and all these attributes were given to him due to his piety and acts of worship that he performed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, despite all this, despite having all this grandeur and majesty, one fact that Shaitan did not know about was that on Lohe Mahfuz, the sacred tablet, he was mentioned as Iblis. He was mentioned as Iblis in Lohe Mahfuz, where the fate of everyone is written down, where the future of everyone is written down, that what a person would do. Everything is written down on Lohe Mahfuz. So despite having all these attributes, all these different titles on each of these skies, Shaitan was unaware of the fact that he is known as Iblis in Lohe Mahfuz. Now, when Allah Almighty created Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, we've already covered the story of the creation of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that how he alayhi salatu wasalam was created. Now, after the creation of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Almighty commanded all the angels and everyone to prostrate to Sayyiduna Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, everyone, all the malaika, they instantly fulfilled the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prostrated to Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam, Mika'il alayhi salam, all the muqarrab angels, those who hold the most proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all other angels as well, they all fulfilled the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and performed sajda to Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. But Shaitan was the one who rejected. He was the one who refused to do sajda to Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and he went against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another reason behind why Shaitan al-Rajim, Shaitan the accursed, why He refused to prostrate to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. It was due to his arrogance, due to the arrogance that he possessed, and to express his superiority over Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. As he considered himself to be superior than Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, saying that, "O Allah, you created him from clay, from soil, and created me from fire. Hence, I am superior to him, so why should I prostrate to him?" So out of arrogance and to express his superiority over Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Shaitan refused to prostrate to Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And due to the punishment of this very offense, Shaitan al-Rajim, he was condemned and accursed in the both worlds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him, Allah ta'ala threw him out of his court. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to be accursed and to be taken out from the divine court. Therefore, this was the very reason which became a means of the damnation of Shaitan al-Rajim. This is something which made him into the accursed La'een Shaitan forever. Despite being what he was, despite the acts of worship that he was performing, despite being the teacher of Malaika, of angels, despite being the treasurer of the heavens, despite being known as Abid, Zahid, Taqi, Khazin, Wali, all these with all these attributes on different skies, despite having so much grandeur and majesty, still Shaitan became accursed. He became accursed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was subject to face damnation forever and ever and ever. Therefore, it is mentioned in the Holy Quran regarding this very event in Surah A'raf, verses from 12 to 18. In translation from Kanzul Iman, said Allah, "What prevented you that you did not prostrate when I commanded you?" Answered Iblis, "I am better than him. You created me from fire, whereas you created him from clay." Said Allah, "Therefore, go down from here. It does not befit you to stay here and be arrogant. Get out, you are amongst the degraded ones." He said, "Give me time till the day when people will be resurrected." Said Allah, "You are given time." He said, "Hence, I swear by the fact that you made me go astray, I will certainly sit in wait for them on your straight path. Then I will certainly approach them from their front, from behind them, from their right, and from their left. And you will find most of them not grateful." He said, "Get out from here, rejected, banished. Indeed, whoever amongst them follows your call, I will fill hell with all of you." So this is how this event has been mentioned in the glorious Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Shaitan to prostrate to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, but Shaitan al-Rajim, he refused due to his arrogance and due to express his superiority over Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, saying that you created him from clay and created me from fire, so I am superior than him. So due to this very element of arrogance and to express his superiority, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejected him from his court, and Shaitan al-Rajim became accursed forever and ever. In same Zahid, Abid, Taqi, same Mu'allam al-Malakut, same a teacher of Malaika, the same treasurer of the heavens, he became accursed forever. He was unaware of the fact that on Lohe Mahfuz, what his destiny is, what his fate is, that he will be rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be thrown away from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will become amongst those who face loss forever and ever. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's story, we come to know that what status Shaitan al-Rajim held, but what his end came to be. We come to know that we are not certain that whether someone is a scholar or just an ordinary person, whatever end would be. We should always tremble with fear in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, supplicating for a good end, supplicating for well-being in this world and in the hereafter, supplicating for goodness in this world and in the hereafter. None of us know that what is written for us in Lohi Mahfuz. We never know what exactly our end would be like. So we shall all tremble with fear from the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the hidden plan regarding us which we are unaware of, that what exactly would be our state. So a very strong message we get from this very event of Shaitan al-Rajim, this catastrophic downfall of Shaitan al-Rajim, that where he was and where he ended up being. But again, few Madani pearls that we learn from this story is that when we come to know that what exactly was the reason for the downfall of Shaitan, we need to abstain from those very practices. We need to refrain from those actions which brought about the damnation of Shaitan al-Rajim. And what was that? It was the element of pride, the element of arrogance that Shaitan al-Rajim had in himself. This was something that stopped him from fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was something that made him think himself to be superior than Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So we come to know that arrogance is one of those elements that brings about the damnation of a person in this world and in the hereafter. Arrogance is something which is following in the footsteps of Shaitan al-Rajim. As someone who was Abid, someone who was Zahid, someone who was the treasurer of the heavens, someone who was the teacher of angels, why was he damned? Why was he rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Someone who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thousands and thousands of years. What was the reason for his damnation? What was the reason for him being rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It was the element of pride. It was pride, it was arrogance that brought about his damnation, that brought about his rejection from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see in our society, how many of us, as soon as we grab hold of some of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as soon as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with some financial means, what happens to us straight away? We start becoming arrogant. We start looking down on others. We start considering ourselves to be superior than others. Whereas superior is only he who has more taqwa in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Superior is only he who is more pious, who has more closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does bless us with any kind of worldly blessings or any kind of blessings, we shall ensure that we do not fall prey to the element of arrogance and destroy all our good deeds, if we have any in the first place. We shall ensure that we don't start considering ourselves to be superior than others before this very element, this very aspect also brings about our damnation and our downfall too. And being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also one of such things, one of those means because of which the blessings and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are taken away. So we must ensure that we always humble ourselves, we always adopt humility in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and never look down at anyone. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with anything today, this could be the other person whom we are looking down at today. He could be blessed with more than what are we blessed with today by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in future. We never know. But even if that is not the case, still we shall never ever look down at anyone and fall prey to arrogance. Because remember, being arrogant is following in the footsteps of Shaitan al-Rajim. Being arrogant is something which brings about the downfall of someone downfall of a person in this world and in the hereafter. So we need to be very, very careful in terms of our insight as being arrogant. This is amongst our spiritual diseases. This is something which is intangible, which we cannot see, which we cannot physically observe. So this is something that we need to learn about. It is fard upon us to learn about these aspects as well. That what is arrogance, what is pride, what is ostentation, what is showing off, so on and so forth. All these spiritual diseases, it is fard upon us, obligatory upon us to learn about them. So learning about arrogance is also fard upon us. Because if we don't know what arrogance exactly is, then how would we abstain from it? How would we stay away from it? How would we refrain from it? So remember that arrogance is considering yourself to be superior than someone else and considering the other person to be inferior. So this is a very small, very brief explanation, definition of arrogance. So always remember that we need to stay away from arrogance, because this is following in the footsteps of shaitan, and this is something which leads a person, which leads the downfall of a person and leads a person towards damnation. So this is one of the moral lessons that we learn from this story of the Holy Quran, that this is something that brought about the downfall of shaitan. So whether we are scholar, whether we are ordinary person, whoever we are, just imagine that shaitan al-rajim, he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. He performed the tawaf of the arsh, of the divine throne, for thousands of years. He taught malaika, the angels, for thousands of years. But what was his destiny? At the end of the day, he was fallen prey to arrogance, and he was rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, banished from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't know exactly what is written for us in Lohi Mahfuz. We shall always supplicate for our well-being and a good end, because it is stated in a narration that the actions are dependent upon the end. So all the actions that we are performing, they are dependent upon what end do we face. A person whose iman is taken away at the time of his death, no matter how pious he was, he will stay in the hellfire forever and ever. And a sinful person, if he is privileged to keep his iman intact at the time of his death, then eventually he will be entered in the paradise. And once someone is entered into paradise, he will stay there forever and ever. So what we need to do is stay away from arrogance. Never let this thought come to in our minds, in our hearts, that we are superior to someone else, that we are better than someone else, as this will lead towards our downfall. And another very heart-rending lesson that we learn from this event is that Shaitan al-Rajim, what did he say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That give me some time and I will make your people go astray. So Shaitan al-Rajim has been given time, and this is his ultimate goal, to make every person go astray and follow him, so he can lead everyone, ma'adallah, in the hellfire. So nowadays we know that all those kinds of whispers that we fall prey to, all those haram actions that we find so much pleasure in, these are all following the footsteps of Shaitan al-Rajim, because this is what Shaitan wants us to do and wants us to follow. What does he want us to do? Is to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does he want us to do? Is to fall prey to arrogance. What does he want us to do? Is to look down on others. What does he want us to do? To feel ourselves to be superior than others. What does he want us to do? To leave our salah, to leave our fasts, to not pay the due zakat which is upon us, to not perform hajj. All these things Shaitan doesn't want us to do. And we need to fight Shaitan, because the fight against Shaitan will continue. We need to fight against Shaitan. We need to stay away from all these epidemics, shall we say, the spiritual diseases, and we need to try to keep our iman intact by staying away from arrogance and other spiritual diseases, and ensure that we fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not fall prey to the whispers of shaitan, which can lead one towards his downfall, which can lead one towards damnation. So if we want our safety in this world and in the hereafter, then we need to follow the footsteps of the righteous predecessors, Ridwanullahi ta'ala, alayhim ajma'in, and insha'Allah azza wa jal, salvation will be for us in this world and in the hereafter. So, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, today we covered the story of shaitan al-rajim, that how did he become rejected and dejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the reason for his downfall? We covered this beautifully today, how it has been stated in the Holy Quran as well. And we've also derived few Madani pearls from this story that we can implement into our characters as well and ensure that we don't fall prey to it and destroy our hereafter. So, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, if we stick to a Madani channel, if we stick to fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will see a lot of blessings in our household, in our lives, and inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in the hereafter too. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from arrogance and the whispers of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from following in the footsteps of shaitan al-rajim, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow the footsteps of His chosen people, of those whom He is pleased with. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to have a good end and keep our iman intact when we depart from this mortal world. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran. The stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran.